Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. I'm Rich Dropolino. Google published the COVID-19 Community Mobility Reports, which uses opt-in location data from users to show how well stay-at-home orders are working in different countries. 131 countries are currently available, with additional regional data available as well, like state and county-level reports in the U.S. The report showed the percentage change in people traffic across six areas since January: retail and recreation, grocery and pharmacy, parks, transit stations, workplaces, and residences. Axios and Reuters obtained a memo from Google to advertisers saying it will change some of its rules on ads around sensitive events. The policy has prevented ads related to COVID-19 from running. Starting this week, Google will allow paid ads to reference COVID-19 if they're from government entities, hospitals, medical providers, and NGOs. Google is also planning to allow references to COVID-19 by other organizations, including political organizations. It will evaluate whether to allow references by brands and private companies. Instacart announced it will provide health and safety kits to its full-service shoppers, including a face mask, hand sanitizer, and a thermometer. The kits will be free to shoppers, but they will have to be requested by registering with an Instacart shopper email address. Free safety equipment was one of the demands of ongoing strikes led by the Gig Workers Collective, along with $5 extra hazard pay per order, a default 10% tip, and extended sick pay for those with pre-existing conditions. Apple informed U.S. employees that Apple retail stores would remain closed until at least early May, with work-from-home procedures kept in place for that time. According to Apple Senior Vice President of Retail, Deirdre O'Brien, store reopenings would be determined by thorough, thoughtful reviews and the latest guidance from local governments and public health experts. The South by Southwest Film Festival will show some of its festival films for free in front of the paywall on Amazon Prime Video. Filmmakers who participate will be paid a screening fee for making their films available over a 10-day period. Facebook launched a standalone Messenger app from its desktop on Windows and macOS, which includes unlimited and free group video calls. The app will sync across mobile devices and supports notification, dark mode, and GIFs. It's available in the Microsoft Store and Mac App Store. Amazon's first original game, a science fiction shooter called Crucible, will launch in May. Also in May, Amazon will launch a MMO called New World that takes advantage of Amazon's cloud infrastructure. And of course, games that will let you play along with a Twitch streamer are also in development. A cloud gaming platform codenamed Project Tempo is in development to compete with Microsoft's Project xCloud and Google's Stadia. Microsoft added styles to its Azure Cognitive Services, designed to let developers tailor the voice used in apps to their brand and use case. The new voice styles are Newscast, Customer Service, and Digital Assistant, with additional emotional styles like Cheerfulness, Empathy, and a lyrical style designed for reading prose and poetry in Chinese. The latest version of Apple's platform security document revealed that the 2020 iPad Pro includes a microphone hardware disconnect option, similar to the capability introduced in the 2018 MacBook models with the T2 security chip. When using an MFI-compliant case, closing the case will cause the microphone to disconnect, making audio data unavailable to any apps. SpaceX's most recent Starship prototype, SN3, suffered a catastrophic failure during cryogenic proof testing, designed to simulate pressures the craft would experience in flight. SpaceX had planned to use the next prototype, SN4, for high-altitude flight tests, but the test failure of the SN3 makes that seem unlikely. According to CEO Elon Musk, the failure might have been the result of a test configuration mistake, but said further investigation was required. SpaceX's Mark 1 and SN1 Starship prototypes were both destroyed during pressure testing. And finally, Pinterest co-founder and CEO Ben Silberman released the How We Feel app on iOS and Android to help provide self-reported data on COVID-19 transmission. The app allows users to report if they're feeling well or not, if they're in self-isolation and when they began self-isolating, and if they've received a COVID-19 test. The app was developed in consultation with public health experts at Harvard, Stanford, and MIT. Names, emails, and phone numbers are not collected, and users agree that self-reported data will be aggregated and shared with researchers. Silberman will donate a meal to Feeding America for the first 10 million users who download and use the app. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.